right, Blake. One more segment, our final segment of the week. Our final segment out here at the Choctaw Club. Courtesy of Choctaw Casinos and Resorts with the AT&T Byron Nelson and TPC Craig Ranch. Come on out to the Choctaw Club. There's a party happening here. There's ice cream. But our final segment of the week, I'm just going to sit back because the team of Blake and Monty and somehow probably Ham said, we got this one, old guy.
Well, yeah, we got a gift earlier in the week.
What, finding out that 12-year-old Monty's grooming band teacher called him Tubalips?
Well, he was nice, okay?
We've gotten a lot of gifts this week.
That is absolutely a gift. Or is it gift?
I enjoyed the pulling the curtain back on Monty's meatball.
Monty's meatball, no doubt.
Meatball Monty, yeah. A nickname has been birthed. It's been a fun week. But no, the gift we received earlier in the week was we got another email, Jake, from Bronson Arroyo's marketing team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're called Bad Acting LLC.
And to reset, a couple months ago, we got a real email saying that once kind of spare pitcher Bronson Arroyo is now in a band. And we were able to download some of his music, and it's fine. It's just random that it's Bronson Arroyo, and it was also even more random that this guy said, hey, you should have Bronson Arroyo on to talk about his new band.
To be fair, it's probably the best music you'll ever hear from a guy with a career 4.9 ERA.
The weird part about it, too, is sometimes we'll get these, or every day, we get emails and someone says, in the next month, but Bronson Arroyo on to talk about his music project was morning of, and he said, hey, I got 10 minutes, a tight 10 with Bronson at 1:30 today.
Like, you're going to scramble?
Like, is he booked up? Like, how did this happen?
And the list of people we would take on that short notice is already really small.
Yeah.
It's TJ Ford.
Yeah, it's TJ Ford.
Rob McElhenney.
And maybe Trump, but that's it.
The Rock.
Right.
There you go.
So, I don't know, in one of the following breaks, apparently there's a video on YouTube of Bronson Arroyo's band covering Wonderwall by Oasis.
And easiest that, play on the board.
And that got me and Ham thinking I'd be funnier if he'd called it Curveball and did a pitching song or a parody of some sort.
And you were right.
Yeah, we've noticed athletes, whenever they make music, a lot of times have to work in sports references.
Sure.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny that way. Well, we found that one single song that was sent to us, Curveball. Then we found out he did a whole album of baseball songs.
Boy, he did. Yeah, that was... I can't believe I didn't hear about it.
Yeah. Well, Jake, I don't know if you know this, but hockey playoffs are in full swing.
You should win a Razzie for this. It's the worst thing I've ever heard. Yep, they are in full swing, Blake.
Well,
you nailed it.
Just wait. Don't make the claim if it's the worst thing you've ever heard yet. But we were sent Bronson Arroyo.
Uh-huh.
Now that's what I call hockey.
You could use some more hockey. How about Bronson Arroyo's Now That's What I Call Hockey 4?
Hey, goaltender, you ain't Jake Gottinger. You suck every day in every way. We're going to score on you in the power play. Hey, goaltender, I just want to score on you. Love side.
Oh, these songs don't embellish. Hey. They slap. Shot.
Not in the way that you forecheck. It's not in the way you instigate. It's not in the way you swing your stick like a sword. It's not in the way you checked him in the board. It's not in the way you pass or shoot or the way that you move past a line. You have been called for offside.
God, what?
Pass a line. The ref called you offside.
hear classic one-timers like this.
Power play. It's 5-on-4, so you will feel our pain. Power play. We just 5-holed you. The puck slid past your wing. Power play. I got a hockey stick and a glove and a puck. Power play. I need to find me a nice girl that is down to fuck. Power play.
It doesn't have anything.
Just so you know, it's pronounced again and not again. Power play. We need someone to find out how close are the Sedines. Power play.
Let's go back.
Hey, Star Spins, let's make our brand new chant. We power play. Let's not forget Patrick Sharp being the wife of Duncan Keith. Power play.
Drive-by.
There's no A and B side to this album. Just glove and blocker side.
Passing past the blue, cannot substitute. No one in between, when I tried to shoot. Skate away with me, to the other zone. And we'll enter with each other. From one winger to another.
This 8-track goes 5-hole.
This puck into the attack. It's a we'll get a point out of this.
Hear classic one-timers like this.
Skating past center ice.
No.
Front line. Gonna do a dump and chase.
Full check.
Back the puck in deep, then you take the puck back. Skating past center ice with my front line. Gonna do a dump and chase.
Forecheck.
Back the puck in deep, then you take the puck back.
Okay. Your classic one-timers like this.
Flushing, roughing, dripping, holding, checking, boarding,
fighting, goal,
tender, intermittent, use a hockey handle,
deep hooking,
slashing, roughing, dripping,
holding,
checking, boarding, fighting,
goal,
tender, interference,
these are hockey
handle,
deep hooking,
slashing, roughing, dripping,
holding,
checking, boarding, fighting,
goal,
tender, interference,
these are
hockey
handle,
deep hooking, slashing, roughing, dripping,
holding,
checking, boarding, fighting,
goal,
our hockey
penalties.
Now for just 3 easy payments of $19.99, you can jam out to your favorite Bronson Arroyo hockey cover songs like never before. Drop the gloves and call today.
These are hockey
penalties.
Well done. Well done.
There's Bronson.
Now which one was Bronson?
He just got different singing voices, you know?
Oh, okay, because one of them sounded like you caught up with him in, like, church youth group. And it was, like, young Bronson.
He definitely has different mixers, because one of them had a ton of prod value. Other ones may have been recorded right before the show. Who knows?
Yeah, it seems as if a couple of them had, like, harmonies.
And then the other ones were just maybe in a ticket prod room. Who knows?
Yeah, or written before the show. But... hey, I'm going to send in my 3 payments of $19.95 for 8 songs. After all, it is Bronson Arroyo. Well, thanks, Bronson.
Yeah,
hope to hear from you in your musical career again,
dump and
too.
Dump and chase and power These play. Are,
and also, I penalties. Really like how Bronson had the idea for the hockey penalty song before he realized that hockey penalties doesn't work with the chorus. So he had to just do hockey penalties.
Yeah, maybe stretch a word out. Look, don't critique his writing process.
He's a pitcher first
right.
and foremost.
That's
true.
He'll teach you how to throw a splitter.